as the sort of the architect of that offense. Is that what it's supposed to look like?
We made some progress. We made some progress on Sunday. You know, it was encouraging to see. Felt we had a pretty good rhythm going. You know, we didn't find a cure for cancer. We have a long way to go, but it was nice to see us moving in the right direction, having a little bit of confidence out there.
You feel like you're at the point where you have go-to plays and plays that you found to be the strength of this group and the personnel that you have at this point?
We're still learning. You know, we had a couple new guys playing a little bit more on Sunday. So we're still learning about the personnel and seeing what they do best within the system. But we have certain things that we feel we can hang our hat on.
What's the next step in the evolution of this offense now?
We talked a little bit this week about, and it's been a quick week, about having an appetite for all things offense. And, you know, moving the ball isn't good enough. You know, we need to be successful in third down. We need to be successful in the green zone. We need to do a better job finishing games.
A lot was made of that 70% completion number in training camp. And, I mean, to see your quarterback kind of complete 75%, I don't know if the number matters, but, I mean, what's that like?
We completing the ball is important. Running the football is important, and completing the ball is important. Anytime you get over 70%, that's a pretty special number. You know, Eli has goals. He sets goals. We talked about having barometers in the room. If he wants to talk about that, he can do that. I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but we all see 70% as being a special number.
It looks like when Eli's comfortable, his feet are solid. He's not happy feet. I mean, are you seeing that more in the last couple of weeks?
Really, since camp started, he's been progressing. Since he's, he's gone through some injury things here, in the off season. He healed quicker than, everyone thought he would. He's pretty resilient that way. He's tough. He's a tough guy. He's gotten a lot of work. And really, in camp, you saw his feet coming along and you saw him progressing there. You don't get to see him in practice the way we get to see him in practice. And we feel that, it's starting to show up on Sundays.
Speaking of toughness, are you appreciating Rashard Jennings and what you're learning about him right now?
Yeah, we, looking at Rashard, evaluating him as a free agent, we knew he was a high character guy. He has a lot of versatility, but you appreciate his toughness. You appreciate a back who gets stronger as the game goes on. And certainly a testament to his toughness and, the way he takes care of himself and the way he prepares each and every day showed up on Sunday.
How much yards the yards after carry kind of factor into that? I mean, when you were looking at him in the offices, it seems like that's sort of where he's making a lot of his yards.
Yeah, a lot of good backs get what's blocked for them. The special backs, they get they get the yards after contact. And that's what you saw on Sunday. He had faith in his footwork. He had faith in his course. He set blocks well. And when you do that, you have a chance to run through arm tackles. He broke a lot of arm tackles. Had a lot of yards after contact and carried the ball about 37, 35 times, I think it was. So he had a full day's work.
In the probably 3 years I've covered the Giants, I never heard so much about feet until you showed up. Can you just talk philosophically why that's so important and, kind of how you were able to work with Eli on that? Was it drills or was it just talking to him?
It's hard to dance with someone if you're both listening to a different song. So we try to get, the receivers, the primary receivers on the same page with his feet. And if you can do that, you have a chance to, no matter what the defense does, complete the football.
Looked like you went with, there was that unbalanced line look with Justin and Will next to each other. Was that something you've done in the past at Green Bay or somewhere? And is that something we might see again?
I was fortunate that when I first got started, I had 8 jobs in 6 years. So you had a chance to work with a lot of different people. And you pull some things and you from a lot of coaches you've been around. And a lot of times the best coaches you've been around are in the same building you are. So You have to give a lot of credit to the offensive staff. They did a great job putting that together.
What's the thinking behind calling the same play three times in a row? And is that something that's just strictly based on what the other team is doing and what you're having success at? And is that something you've done a lot in the, guys you've been around have done a lot in the past before?
We talk a lot about we don't want to chase yardage. We want to chase execution and be productive. And the play was productive, and it looked like it had a chance to continue to be productive. So it was a gut thing.
Is that one of the power plays? One of the power plays?
Yeah, it was power.
I mean, if why not, right?
I mean, it was working.
Yeah. We did this. What happened on the third one? After the third one, do you remember?
The third one, they had a great player make a great play, and we were 1 yard away from winning the down there.
So if you won it down, might you have called it a fourth straight time?
Why not?
There was Coach Groom was saying today that he was looking at a lot of Packer tape to prepare for you. Do you get a kick out of that now that maybe people just assume that your offense is just going to be a clone of what's used, in your previous stuff? And how different really is it? And have you gotten a sense of that yet?
I think every offense is its own living, breathing animal, and you may start a certain direction, but it kind of goes, where the players are. And, every offense is built around the players. You can go in any direction you want, but you have to do what the players do best.
Running for almost 200 yards, it's not fool's gold. You'll take it every week if you can. But if you look at a week like this and you see the Redskins are good against the run, or, maybe they'll stop the run, is that the next threshold for the offense as well? If they take this away, we can still do this.
Yeah, you'd like to think you could show up and run the ball every week. It's going to be a great challenge this week. I think they're better than good against the run. They have a very good front five, and they're deep there. They're playing with some injuries. They played with some different guys, and they're strong. They're strong, and they have a good scheme, and they're well coached. So it's going to be a challenge this week. A short week coming off of a physical game.
I mean, are you interested to see how, if they take that away early, how your guys respond to, a counterpunch kind of thing?
You always go in and wait to see, how the game develops. Certainly, we don't go into a game anticipating someone's going to stop us running the football.
How do you view the workload and talk about the running game with your running back? Is there a point where, it might be too much? This is a long season. You got to get through 16 games. Running backs take a lot of hits. How do you sort of view that?
Well, this week we talked a little bit about it. It's a short week. We came off a very physical game the other day, and Thursday's a divisional game. And we all know that those games are very physical. So whether it's the running back position or any position on the field, we have to have an all-hands-on-deck approach.
Can you talk about the trust you're developing your tight ends? It seems like they've come a long way since the preseason.
Yeah, they're a conscientious group. They're a high character group. They work hard. They take their coaching, and they practice hard. And it's showing up on Sundays, and that's the key. There's a direct correlation between the way you practice and the way you play. And we feel if we can practice the right way, that it'll show up on Sunday.
Do you have to talk to Larry at all? It seems like he's a little out of control sometimes when he has the ball in his hands.
We need to pluck the ball, keep it high and tight, and make sure when the play's over, we still have the ball in our hands.
Tell him he can't jump. Kind of want him to stay on the ground. He did that twice already.
Yeah, when you leave your feet in this game, not a lot of good things happen.
What you saw from Odell today, back on the field with you guys?
Nice to see him out there. He was putting the ground a couple times. And, it's good to see 13 out there. He's a rookie. He hasn't done much practicing in our offense. He spent a lot of time in the meeting room. He's trying to get himself right physically. So when he comes back, we're going to do whatever we can do to help him get ready to play, and he'll be ready when he's ready.
Did you do anything different with Victor this week to get him going, or was just Eli making the right reads there?
I'd like to say we called some great plays for Victor this week, but that's Eli read the coverage well, threw the ball where it needed to go, and Victor did a great job coming through.